From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will raise the issue of crimes committed by workers from U.S. military bases in a meeting with President Barack Obama late Wednesday, ahead of the Group of Seven or G7 summit. VOA's Steve Herman explains why this latest crime has garnered so much attention.
The U.S. has a very heavy presence on Okinawa. 15 of the 23 U.S. bases in Japan are located on the main island of Okinawa. And there are thousands and thousands of U.S. military personnel, their dependents, and civilian employees there. And any time a crime is committed by one of them, it is headline news all throughout Japan. And, of course, when it's such a serious crime as a homicide, you can imagine it is quite emotional. And this all really harkens back very bitter memories to around 1995, when some Japanese schoolgirls were raped by U.S. military personnel on Okinawa.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Ukraine would win back control of eastern territories from pro-Russian separatists and Russia-annexed Crimea, just as it has secured the release of pilot Nadya Savchenko from a Russian prison. Poroshenko said, just as we brought back Nadya, so will we bring back the eastern Donbass and bring back Crimea. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief deal for Greece after hours of discussions in Brussels on Tuesday. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its recent efforts to reform. Greece's current debt level is about 180% of its GDP. This is VOA. The Afghanistan Taliban has chosen a successor of its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike Saturday in southwest Pakistan. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated deputy leaders. Thomas Ruddick of the Kabul-based Afghanistan Analysis Network said the new leader was not very well known outside of the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul, between 1996 and 2001.
The announcement came as a suicide attack on a bus full of court workers occurred west of Kabul, killing at least 10. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government by the appointment of a hardliner to a senior cabinet post, and that's drawing criticism both at home and abroad. Netanyahu signed the coalition deal alongside his controversial new partner, ultranationalist Avigdor Lieberman, who heads the Yisrael Bitenu Party. Lieberman is one of the most polarizing figures in Israeli politics and takes a hard line on the Palestinians. He will serve as the new defense minister, playing an influential role in key policy decisions on security, war, and peace. A court in Azerbaijan has on Wednesday ordered a prominent, award-winning investigative journalist to be released on probation following a storm of international protest about her case, which has been widely seen as an attempt to silence a critical voice. Khadija Ismailova has become a symbol of defiance praised by human rights and free speech organizations around the world. Her supporters say her conviction and prison sentence were retribution for her reports on alleged corruption involving the president and his family in the oil-rich former Soviet Republic on the Caspian Sea. A Donald Trump rally in New Mexico Tuesday evening was disrupted by angry demonstrators who broke through barricades. Dozens of police officers, many on horseback, repeatedly warned protesters to stay away on the sidewalk in front of the venue where supporters of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee were lined up to enter the rally. Demonstrators held signs painted with anarchy symbols and messages including "Trump is fascist and we have heard enough." The protesters burned T-shirts and other paraphernalia bearing Trump's slogan, "Make America Great Again." In Washington, I am Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.